calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train. But everybody does look the same. The summer light is not a reflection. I'm lost, babe, I've got no direction. And I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Come on. Does a man run at you? Play the man thing I can't do. You lost your mind stuck in a world. Your honey's such a stupid girl. Now I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Well, come on. Far from home, stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright. Living in a world insane. They cut at some heart and some brain. The bell now love well done. Your baby don't know how it hurts to be stranded on your own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. You got the feeling alone, come on! Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded.
Formed in Brisbane in 1973, the Saints were one of the most influential bands in guitar music history. The band was fronted by vocalist Chris Bailey, who sadly passed away in 2022, but the band's signature sound across their first three albums had as much to do with the killer guitar sound of Ed Cooper as anything else. Now hurtling towards a 50-year anniversary of their seminal single, I'm Stranded, Ed has put together an all-star lineup to celebrate that early material, featuring first Saints drummer Ivor Hay, Mick Harvey of the Birthday Party and the Bad Seeds on second guitar, Sonny Boy's Peter Oxley on bass, and a three-piece horn section. Now, without Chris Bailey, fans, of course, and fair enough, had been left wondering who would be brave enough or crazy enough to fill his shoes. Enter the arena, Mark Arm, longtime leader of alternative music heroes Mudhoney. And now, with fans' fears allayed and rip-roaring reviews coming in for the band's stage show, Auckland fans are about to get a taste of the Saints 73-78 when they play the Power Station on Halloween next Friday, October the 31st. I was lucky enough to speak to the Saints' founding guitarist and living Aussie music legend, Ed Cooper, about the show.
Hello, how are you going?
Oh, I'm good. We're obviously talking today because we are taking it back some number of years, some decades in fact, back to 73. When's the last time you were in New Zealand?
Good question. It's been a little while. I think the last time I was over there, I played with the Stranglers. Yeah, I did a solo sort of intro for them.
I recall that, yeah. But it's been a hot minute. What prompted this wonderful explosion of saintsness? What's brought you back?
It just developed out of the box set for the first album that we it took a long time to arrange. I think it was about 2019 that we started to plan this. It was going to be a 50th anniversary, you know, so it was going to come out in 2023. Mm-hmm. It took longer, and it came out at the end of 24, so it was sort of a 51st anniversary. But in the process of doing that, I don't know, I just felt it would be a really good thing to go out and play the material sort of close to the spirit in which they were created, you know. That was sort of the idea, and then it took a long time for all of that to come together. We originally booked 5 or 6 shows in Brisbane Australia last year, and so I put a band together, and the response was really good, and we ended up doing, I think, 13 shows. We could have done more, but it just wasn't the time available. Yeah, it was a simple kind of development, really, relatively organic, you know. I mean, we weren't really pushing that much.
Yeah, fantastic. And obviously, you know, Chris Bailey passed away in 2022. Yeah. So natural question anyone asks, of course, is, okay, so who's singing? And my goodness, you couldn't ask for a better friend than Mark Arm. Tell us about that coming about.
I didn't know Mark before this. I knew of him, but a mutual friend suggested him when we were sort of going through who should do it. And upon investigation and asking and all that, he was really keen. He was really great. You know, just loves the stuff and is an absolute pleasure to work with, you know.
Obviously, Ivor Hay on drums. And so you two are saints from the get-go. And then you've got the wonderful Mick Harvey.
A lot of the recorded stuff that we did, I double-tracked the guitar. And I wanted to be able to represent that. You know, nobody much saw us back in the day, so people's only reference will be the record sort of thing. So, you know, I guess that's the change from being absolute purist in terms of being taking it back to the start. You know, this is a slightly more enhanced version. We've also got a 3-piece horn section with us.
I was going to say, I've sneakily watched a little bit of footage online, and you know, people might be wondering how the Eternally Yours sound kind of got pretty horny there. And you know, the horn section actually really pops on those live recordings. It's really cool.
Yeah, they're a great section. I mean, I've worked with them before, and they know the stuff, and they like the stuff. You know,
how would you describe the shows? I mean, they look like a pure joy.
They sort of were, you know. It was a run of 13 shows, and I sort of enjoyed every one of them. Can't always say that.
No.
I don't want to jinx it, you know, by appearing this is all just going to always happen. But the audience was just there with it. Which was, you know, very touching, I've got to say.
You've released untold solo records, Laughing Clowns, obviously the Aints, soundtracks, and your recent stuff with Jim White. But this sort of feels like, you know, you're having a good time.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of the things I strive for.
Yeah, good. And the reviews are in too. You know, the headlines like the Saints 73-78 are back and they're absolutely blazing. You know, people are loving it. So what can people expect in terms of the set list? I mean, it's sort of in the name, isn't it? But
completely in the name. We're playing material from the first three albums and, you know, songs associated around those three albums sort of thing. Like, that's where I've kind of drawn the line, because beyond that, it becomes a sort of a more contentious issue. This is very straightforward, and it's all there on the poster for people to sort of see what we're doing.
Oh, that's awesome. And I mean, obviously, I'm guessing at the very outset of this thing, you know, you were sort of thinking, okay, let's see what you make of it. But tell us what sort of feedback you're getting from the fans.
It's just been positive. I mean, you know, I'm sure that there are some negative opinions, but yeah, no, it's been really great. I think it's as you said earlier, it's just sort of seen for what it is. You know, it's a celebration, and it's not something that'll probably be celebrated in 50 years' time. So get on now.
What else have you been up to yourself?
Well, I just finished a tour with Jim White. Jim and I have recorded a new album. It's not quite finished yet. And I did a an album a little bit earlier in the year with my other band, Asteroid Ecosystem, which is a sort of an experimental-ish sort of instrumental band that features Alistair Spence, you know, renowned jazz pianist, and Lloyd Swanton on bass, who people may know from the Necks, and the very great Toby Hall on drums. We've done three albums now. So the third one isn't out yet, but we recorded that earlier this year.
And you're still touring solo and all of that?
Yeah, I did a solo tour earlier this year.
Oh, nice.
Just to kind of you know, work out some things, work out some of my problems on stage, and you know, do a bit of stand up, that sort of thing.
Yeah, maybe even play some music
once or twice. Yeah.
Oh well, please keep us in your prayers. You know, it has been a while since you came down, so you know, we're ready for you whenever. Meanwhile, you're playing at the Power Station. Power Station obviously is on Friday the 31st of October. That's a Halloween show. Can we expect costumes?
Ooh, let me think about that one.
Where are you off to next? Is this the end for the Saints 73 to 78, or are you taking it on the road even further?
We'd just take this step by step, really. That's sort of as far as we're looking, you know. I mean, at the moment, I mean, everyone in the band is doing other things, and we'll see.
All right. Well, hey, thank you very, very much for your time. Meanwhile, we'll see you at the show. And after that, we'll start working on bringing you down again.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Keeps you young, yeah.